offensively, these guys are forcing a lot of errors out of offenses, and especially quarterbacks. What's concerning about them the most?
They've done a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback, and just, you know, being in the right place at the right time. And guys, some guys in the secondary are making some great plays. You know, safety who had two touchdowns last week. You know, picking up the scoop and score on the fumble, and then nice job by the corner. You know, batting a ball up in the air, and then him running underneath it to make the play down the sideline again. And listen, those are game changers. The week before at Baltimore, the other safety made a similar play off of a deflected ball where, you know, looks like a punt returner, you know, returning that thing about 90 yards for a touchdown. So those are game-changing plays. You know, not only are you putting points on the board for your own team, but you're, you know, both – all those offenses were in scoring position at the time, you know. So, yeah, that's those are game-changers. Listen, they're playing with high energy. What they do very well. They mix their fronts. They've got some – big guys inside that you know, can wreak havoc, you know, if you allow that, and they've done a great job with that. So we got to have our work cut, you know, we got our work cut out for us to go out and execute efficiently with what we're doing and find ways to attack these guys.
Offensively, how satisfying was it for you guys to finish out the way you did against Green Bay on the field, getting first downs, churning it out?
Yeah, it was good, you know, especially since we didn't start the game the way that we wanted to. You know, two turnovers and, you know, them getting a big play, you know, for a touchdown. And yet we stuck with the plan, and we knew that, you know, if we were able to execute and possess the ball and do all the things that we preach offensively, that, you know, we could wear a defense down and, you know, turn that into points. And felt like we did a great job, had great balance throughout the whole game, run to pass. Offensive line did a tremendous job in every phase. Both running backs did a tremendous job. Receivers not only catching the ball but blocking. And then defense came up with some big stops. So it's just a great team win. But, you know, to go in at halftime down at Lambeau Field, you know, and having not played very well, I think to, you know, to come back in the second half and really put forth that type of an effort says a lot about the team.
Is there less pressure on you now based on how good the running game is? Do you feel like you don't have to, you know, throw for four touchdowns and 400 yards to win the game anymore?
I mean, it's a good feeling to know that, you know, you can run the ball effectively, that you got, you know, a pair of backs that both do a phenomenal job, both in the base run and the sub run game. And, you know, just gives us a ton of flexibility, you know, gives us the opportunity to do a lot, and, you know, receivers that can block and catch and make big plays, defense that's playing outstanding, you know, and is getting takeaways that have resulted in points, you know, for us offensively. I mean, listen, that's all winning football. You know, when you talk about the formula for winning, if you can do those things consistently, you're going to win a lot of football games.
Is this, with that in mind, is this, you think, maybe the best team you've been on in a while here based on all the parts?
I'm not going to label anything yet, you know, but you know, we're only six games into a long season. We got a lot of work cut out, you know, ahead of us, but, you know, I like the direction we're going. I mean, to start off 0-2 and to overcome, you know, all that speculation, you know, and that slow start, I think says a lot. And now to rattle off four in a row and trying to make it five in a row, listen, winning feels good, you know. But I think the main thing is you have to ask yourself, are we playing our best football? No, I don't think we're playing our best football yet. You know, we're doing enough things well to win, but we're not playing our best football. So I'm anxious to see what our best football looks like.
Is that far off, or do you think it's close?
No, it's, you said the same thing. It's not far off. It is close, right? Yeah, it's not far off. It is close. But we can definitely improve in a lot of areas.
Drew, just not to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, but could you imagine if come to the NFL after 13 starts, which I think Trubisky had in college? Do you think you'd be ready for something like that after so few starts at Purdue?
Guys come into this league so much more well-prepared than ever before. And credit that to, you know, the amount of football that they play, you know, from, you know, the 7-on-7 passing academies and camps and everything else through high school all the way up through college. And there's so much bouncing back and forth with coaches, even from college to pro, that I think a lot of the systems that are being run both offensively and defensively carry over. So I think a lot of what quarterbacks are asked to do at the college level, you know, and what they're seeing from a defense helps prepare them even more for this level. So, I mean, you see it every year. There's 2, 3, 4 guys that step in and, you know, they're operating very efficiently, just like Mitch Trubisky is.
Have you had any dealings with him?
No, I haven't. I've never met him.
Did you? I guess you must have followed him a little bit. You have a rooting interest in where he played.
What's that?
Wait, Trubisky?
Trubisky?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Sorry, I might be getting confused. Where did he play?
He's from, he played in North Carolina.
North Carolina, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can kind of run a little parallel there when you were a rookie as to what that's like, huh?
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't start any games as a rookie, but I know my head was swimming when I first got to camp, and even throughout the season, you know, it's not only are you adjusting to a new offense and being required to do new things, but the speed of the game and just understanding the formula for winning in the NFL is different than that in college.
Ryan Pace is a guy who was here. I'm sure you have a relationship with. Do you wish him success, maybe not this week, but do you see kind of what he's trying to build here,
yeah,
given what he built or helped build here?
Yeah. I love Ryan Pace. Loved him when he was here and loved that he got the opportunity to become a general manager somewhere because he certainly deserved it. I think he's doing a great job. Obviously, you know, you knew this time would come where we play against him or his, you know, the team that he's affiliated with. But, got a ton of respect for him.
What have you noticed about Brandon Coleman so far?
He's one of my favorite teammates. Big Cole. Whatever you ask him to do, he's ready to do to help the team. And from week to week, you know, that changes. You know, some weeks it's, hey, Big Cole, we're going to need you to block this guy like 40 times this game. Can you do that for us? Yeah, you know. Hey, we need you to step in and, you know, run this series of routes or do this in the red zone or do this on third down. Or, you know, the guy can do anything you ask him to do. And he does it willingly, and he's tough, and he's smart, and knows every receiver position. We have a lot of experience together now. You know, this is going on 4 years. So I think any guy that's been around that long, you know, go back to the Colstons and Devries and Lance Moores and Meachums, you know, that's when you have that much time together, that's when you really begin to develop a rapport. And there's things that we can reference to together, you know, from years past that might help us, you know, with a certain route or a certain concept that we're installing from week to week. So I got a ton of confidence in him.
When Sean said the other day that you can't worry about the horse at the quarter pole, you know, talking about how was that said for the media, or do you think that was said for the players to hear?
Oh, it's absolutely meant for us as well. You know, we've heard the same thing in our meetings, and that is we got a lot of football left, and we're trending in the right direction, but what's happened thus far doesn't promise us anything for the future. And that there's things that we need to get better at. There's things that we need to improve. Because, listen, as you go along, the games become more important, and the margin for error becomes smaller and smaller. So we need to continue to strive to play our best football.
Sorry if this is a repeat.
Yeah.
With Ingram and Kamara,
yeah,
do you find that you guys are maybe less predictable with which running back is in the game than you can remember?
I would say so, because both guys are so versatile. Both guys can do everything. You know, you ask me which running back's going to be in goal line, I don't know. It could be either one, you know. Who's going to be in third down, I don't know. It could be either one. Base offense, could be either one. They're both so versatile in what they can do, and it's a good thing to have.
Have you noticed that makes a difference with defensive
approach? Oh, for sure, yeah. Because there's defenses that key in on your running backs, and that will determine, you know, the coverages they play, the fronts they play, the type of defensive structure they play against you, just solely based upon who the running back is. So when you're able to mix and match the backs and do it in a way where you're very comfortable asking them to do, basically just opening up the playbook to them and saying, no matter what we're running, we feel comfortable with that guy in the game. That's a good thing.
What have you seen out of your former teammate Hicks along the offensive line?
He's done a great job. He's done a really great job. He's a disruptive player. He makes a ton of plays. I mean, you turn on the film, you notice him. So that's the, you know, that's the biggest compliment I could give to somebody is when you turn on the film, you notice a guy like that. And, you know, the road he's traveled from here to New England and then to Chicago, I mean, he certainly seems like he's found a good home and he's doing a great job for him.
Hey, Joe, this is a technique question, but what's the key to throwing a good, successful fade route?
Throw it to where your guy can get it and the other guy can't. Sounds pretty simple. I mean, I'm not being a smart aleck. That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if you can how much you can tell from practice, but I mean, what have you seen out of Marshawn Lattimore? You know, just in terms of his skills.
Yeah, he's extremely talented. You know, I'm sure the DBs could speak to that better. You know, but I think you just see the confidence. It's one thing to be talented, and then it's another thing just to gain confidence and then begin to understand the system that you're in and understand, you know, how to play the position, you know, at this level with, you know, all that those guys are asked to do at times. Hey, know where your help is, know when to take chances, know when to, you know, just to anticipate. You know, the more that you see, the more experience you have in this league, the more you begin to anticipate what's about to happen. So I think he just continues to get better and better.
Seems like, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, you know, you included, they'll notice matchups that they can exploit. A lot of times that's a rookie. Can you ever remember a rookie who you, like, looked away from in a game?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head, but, I mean, just in the near past, Marcus Peters, you know, was a guy who had a phenomenal rookie season with KC, and last year when we played them, I believe that was his second year, but he had already kind of established that no-throw zone, you know, on certain routes. Been plenty of corners like that, you know. I remember playing against Aaron Glenn, who's on our staff now, and that we legitimately had a no-throw zone. If it was a route inside of 12 yards to the right, you were not throwing it because Aaron Glenn was there, and he was probably going to, you know, make it a bad day for you. So, but I think every young DB strives to be that kind of guy, you know.